Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Self-driving cars got another look this afternoon in the House Transportation Committee. Republican co-chair John Kosnick of Lakeville says it's time to pave the way for this technology in Minnesota.
Autonomous vehicles are here now. They're operating for years in other parts of the country. The operational systems, the safety of it is well documented. Millions of miles of road travel and rides. And so the technology is here.
However, the bill did not get the approval to move on. Democrats say the bill needs further study on safety and the amount of congestion this would add to Minnesota roads. A bill moving through the Minnesota House would create the Melissa and Mark Hortman Memorial State Park. The proposal is being led by Representative Peter Fisher of Maplewood. Supporters say the park would honor the Hortmans' contributions to the state and serve as a lasting memorial near the Capitol complex. The legislation would also establish a working group to develop plans for the park with recommendations due to lawmakers by February 1st of next year. Governor Walz says his supplemental budget will save money for middle-class Minnesotans. The governor's plan includes $370 million in cuts to balance the budget. Senate Republican leader Mark Johnson.
These have failed in the past. They don't have Republican support. And quite frankly, I don't think he has the full support of the Democrats as well either. And so by going after the most vulnerable people in the state and by going after our counties, again, it's the wrong approach, the wrong time to be doing that.
The governor's plan includes fighting fraud by updating technology with $30 million over 3 years. And political analysts in Minnesota are getting excited for the 2026 midterm elections in November. St. Olaf College professor Dan Hoffrenning says our midterms are pretty unique.
Most democracies around the world do not have such an institution. Most democracies, they elect the whole legislature or usually a parliament and prime minister in one election.
Hoffrenning says the sitting president's political party almost always loses some members of Congress in the midterms. In other headlines, North Shore Mining in Silver Bay has been fined at $19,000 for repeated wastewater permit violations. A state investigation found the company released recycled and mining-related water 11 times between 2023 and 2025. Regulators say equipment failure was to blame. The company must now replace pipeline and submit a spill prevention plan. Healthcare costs continue to be a burden for many farm families. Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wardish says premiums are rising.
With the subsidies of the ACA getting removed, and healthcare affects everybody. It's not a partisan issue, and we need to look at that seriously.
Wardish says they continue to advocate for expanding the Minnesota Care Program, allowing farmers to buy health insurance based on their income. And St. Louis County Sheriff's officials say a train struck a county snowplow at a railroad crossing near Orr just after noon Tuesday. No one was hurt, and damage to both the train and plow was minor. Both vehicles were inspected and cleared to leave the scene. More news available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.